The anonymous landlord is more than just making profit from property. It's a system of automation and a strategy which will shape the way you invest in property forever. It's a quality of life, it's a way of life, it's a business mindset. The anonymous landlord will make loads of money from property and continue to grow wealth and assets without giving up time or energy or life. Because what's the point in making a load of money from property if you've got no time or energy to enjoy it? My name's Tom Sohn, and this is The Anonymous Landlord. Hi everyone, it's Tom Sohn, and welcome to another episode of The Anonymous Landlord. And today, we're going to talk about the fear of the unknown in property investing. It's a very, very, very common problem. I speak to loads of property investors and people that want to invest in property that have the same issues and the same fears that need to be overcome. So it's a very common problem. So don't worry about it. If you are that person who is always worried and nervous about, should I get into property? Should I invest my money? Should I buy that property? Oh no, that property's no good. I'll move on to the next one. It's a very common problem because, look, everybody would like to invest in property. Well, I hope so, anybody. Anyway, if you're listening to this, I'm pretty sure at some point in your life you would like to invest your money. But you might be a bit worried about losing money, about finding the right property deal. You might have a bit of a fear of missing out. If you buy this property, is a better property going to come along next week? Is there a better deal out there? Are you going to end up with a bad property? Are property prices going to rocket down? Are you going to end up with bad tenants that don't pay the rent or damage your property? What if something goes wrong with your property? Well, look, the truth is, you're not actually scared of those things specifically. You're not scared of the tenant themselves. You're not scared of actually losing money or finding the right property deal. You're actually scared of the unknown. That's where your fear is. Your fear is of the unknown, of the uncertainty of what might happen or what will happen. And look, if you want to get into property investing, doesn't matter whether you've got a large amount of money or a small amount of money, doesn't matter, it's all the same, it's all money, it's all a number. Your fear of the unknown is holding you back in a few different ways. So I want to share some of those examples with you, and I'd love it if along the way you could let me know, hey, yeah, this is me, I do this all the time. And if that is the case, hey, let's open up, let's share. So I want to share some of those examples with you, and I want to share how you can actually manage that fear of property investing and still get into property investing. I want you to be able to succeed in property investment despite your fear of what might happen and what might not happen. And this is the same. Do you know what? These rules are the same for business and life and your goals. Anything, any ambition you have or anything you want to achieve in life, this is the same rule. Because actually what holds you back from achieving everything you want to achieve is your fear. So look, as human beings who want to have some kind of success in life, we owe it to ourselves and our families to manage that fear and overcome that fear and succeed in life despite that fear. Now, who's up for that? I mean, I hope everybody wants to still succeed in life, no matter what that fear is, and to overcome that fear, right? No one wants to be scared all the time and not actually move forward. Well, let me tell you, it's that fear of the unknown that stops you. So it stops you from going for it, doesn't it? You know what it's like. There's something you want to go for. You don't end up actually going for it. Your fear is making you over-cautious, over-analytical. Maybe your brain subconsciously wants to find something bad. It wants to keep on dissecting every single thing and every single opportunity and every single property deal and every single investment opportunity. And keep on analyzing it over and over again. Keep studying it and keep on, you're probably keeping on asking loads of questions and then more questions and more questions. But the truth is, that's your brain trying to find a reason why not, so that it can protect itself because you're scared. You're scared of that unknown. And because you're not 100% certain and 100% sure on what will happen, then you end up overanalyzing, being too cautious, and never actually moving forward. Has anybody felt that, by the way? Has anybody felt that? I don't know if people actually consciously feel fear, but something stops you, and you know in your mind, something's stopping me from doing this. I'm nervous about this. I'm not sure about this. And that just stops you. Does anybody else have that? Or has anyone experienced that? Well, look, do you know what? It's like golf. And actually, if anyone plays golf, let me know if this is you, because you know what it's like. If you're playing golf and you're not 100% confident and certain in the shot you're about to take, you're going to screw it up. It's going to shoot off to the left or to the right, and you're going to lose a ball. It's going to end up in the water or whatever. But if you're absolutely clear and certain on the shot that you're going to play, and you 100% commit to that shot you're going to play, you'll normally get it right. Or if you don't get it right, it's never as bad as the shot that it would be if you weren't confident, you're a bit unsure, there was a little bit of doubt in your mind, and you end up just hooking it to the left and it goes all mad. Who's done that? Who feels that? Well, I certainly do. And if I'm standing over a golf shot and I'm not 100% convinced or committed to the shot I'm going to play, half the time it goes wrong. Badly. So that's really the answer, right? The answer to, I guess, succeeding in property investing or succeeding in life, despite that fear, is to give yourself 100% confidence, right? Easier said than done, I get it. Well, look, if you know the answer to being 100% confident in everything you do, then please take my money and you can have any money you want. And I'll probably give you loads and loads of customers too. But look, there is always risk, right, in any investing that you do. So remember that. Let's keep hold of that. It is true. But half of the trick to overcoming that is to understand what the risk actually is. And the other half is to know exactly what that risk means in real terms. And sometimes you'll spend all of your effort, and again, let me know if this is you, you'll spend all your time trying to find that unicorn, right? And it's the same when you're putting a bet on the football or the horses. You're trying to find this one thing, this unicorn that's going to win big. It's going to be once off, one investment that's going to go bam and win everything and solve all your fears. You're going to put $100,000 in the bank and then you'll be fine. No problems. Well, look, that unicorn doesn't exist. That property unicorn doesn't exist. And if it did exist, everyone would want it, right? And you probably wouldn't get it, because if there are people that are well immersed in the property world, they're going to get that unicorn property first. You know that you know that property that you think you want to try and get, that property that you're thinking, right, that's the one, I'm going to buy it, I'm going to spend this amount of money on it, and it's going to make me a ton of money straight away. Well, those unicorns don't exist, and if they did exist, you probably wouldn't get it. So don't chase that unicorn that doesn't exist. Let's just go after the regular brown horses that there are millions and millions and millions of in the world, right? Let's go after those, because they still run bloody fast and they still are horses. So we can still make profit from the regular everyday property investment deals that are right in front of us. But look, there's a couple of examples about your fears, and that is what holds you back from life, from your ambitions, from your goals, from property investing, from any investing, from progressing in your careers, anything. It's that fear. So an example, right? If you're going to get into property investment, you've probably got a fear of losing your money, right? Tell me if I'm right. When you are investing in anything, you have this little fear of losing your money. So I mentioned earlier on that half the battle is to understand what the risk actually is, and the other half is to understand what that risk means to you in real terms. So let's have a look. Let's dissect it. How much money will you lose, or how much money will you actually lose if everything goes horribly wrong with your property investment? First thing I want you to remember is you won't actually lose all your money, right? That's pretty much impossible, because if you invest in a property, then you own that property and that's yours, right? And that property will always have a value. So that That means it's pretty much impossible for you to lose all of your money, okay? Next thing is your rent, right? If you're gonna buy a property and then you're gonna rent it out to a tenant, then how much rent could you lose if your tenant decides, or if you get a bad tenant and they decide not to pay your rent? How much money could you lose? Well, look, let's think about it. It's not going to be any more than a year's worth of rent. Now, look, I appreciate that right now we are in this whole lockdown thing, right? But I'm talking about in general terms, how much rent will you actually lose? How much money will you actually lose if a bad tenant doesn't pay your rent? So let's calculate it. The average rent is, let's just say your rent is £800 a month. That's where I am, down in the southeast, 800 quid a month. Now that's £9,600 for the year, for the whole year. If I had one bad tenant that didn't pay the rent for the whole year, bear in mind that's how long it might take maximum to evict that tenant, then how much will I really lose? £9,600, that's £800 a month rent? No, you're not going to lose that, because you only actually lose your mortgage payment or any bill payments, utility payments that you're actually paying. So let's just say really, if your mortgage payment is what, £300 a month, £350 a month, you're probably going to lose about £4,000, right? £4,000 in your mortgage payments. And then maybe what, another £1,000 in utility costs, like electricity, gas, council tax, things like that. Bear in mind, you might also get a discount on that council tax to speak to your council. So really, you might only actually lose £5,000. Well, I say only lose £5,000. No one wants to lose £5,000. But bear in mind, we're talking about the worst case scenario here. What tenant doesn't pay rent for a year? It's very rare that that happens before you can evict them anyway. So then there's the resale, right? So if you buy the property, you do it up and you're going to sell it, how much could property prices drop in that time that it takes you to refurbish and resell the property? 5%? I mean, that would be a horrific drop in what, 6 months? That would be terrible. Well, if that really, because it's 2 months to refurbish the property and then 2 months or 3 months on the market, 5 months, right? So if it's going to drop 5% in 5 months, then things have to be pretty terrible in the world of property for that to happen. But it's not doom and gloom. Think about it. If you buy a place for 100,000 quid and you put down a £25,000 deposit and you spend £25,000 on refurbishments and fees and legal costs and all that, then 5% of your money is actually only £2,500. Not so bad. Look, we don't want to lose £2,500, right? Of course we don't. But if you know, okay, so the worst case scenario is that I'm going to lose £2,500. It's now not as scary, right? Now, what about if your tenant smashes the property up? What's the worst thing that can happen there? Another refurbishment? Yeah, probably. Another refurbishment, not so bad. But is it really going to need a full refurbishment like you did at the beginning? Really? Probably not. It might just need some repairs and a repaint, maybe a carpet, something like that. It's probably not going to be every single room needs to be completely ripped out and completely refurbished again. Probably not. Now you need to work out the odds of those things happening. And I'll give you an example. Talking about the rent, tenant not paying your rent for a whole year, or you property prices drop by 5%. What are the odds of that happening? And you can guess this for yourself. If you feel like the odds of that happening are 1 in 4, let's say, for example, the odds of your tenant not paying their rent is 1 in 4, right? So you've got 25% chance of getting a bad tenant that doesn't pay their rent for a year. Well, actually then, if you would lose £5,000 if your tenant didn't pay that rent for a year, but there's only a 1 in 4 chance of that happening, then actually it's only £1,250 that you probably would lose, right? Because that's 1/4 of the risk. So the risk is £5,000, but there's only a 1 in 4 chance of it happening. So therefore, you're only risking really £1,250, right? Okay, now that might go a little bit further than everyone's comfortable with, but generally speaking, if you just allow for the worst case scenario, then you'll be safe. And make sure that that's built into your profit margins, because you can go the other way. If you allow £5,000 as a risk, right, on rent loss, but you've got more profit in that coming back to you over the next 5 years, let's just say, then you now know that you've mitigated against that risk. You're going to get that risk into your pocket so that you can make sure you're protected. So, look, it's the same thing. If you think there's a one in two chance of this stuff happening, then calculate it in the same way. You have to understand what the risk is, right? That's what we've done here. Loss of rent, damage to the property, property prices dropping. So you understand what the risk actually is, and then you calculate what the risk means to you in real terms, in actual money. What could you actually lose? But remember, you're not going to lose all your money. Definitely not. In none of those examples that were pretty extreme, you're not going to lose all your money. Or at minimum, you might have a terrible, terrible situation and you might break even. You learn your lesson, you move on. Because remember, it's just a pile of bricks. There's another pile of bricks down the road. So how do you overcome this fear of the unknown? Look, there's loads of strategies, and I'm not going to go through them every single, I'm not going to go through every single one right now, but there are loads of strategies. But here's an idea for you. First of all, if you're going to invest in property, strip your due diligence right back to the basics, right back, and write down your due diligence target questions. And things like set your target yield. So let's say, for example, a nice round figure, you are setting your buy-to-let investment at 8%. You want to make 8%, and that's it, right? On the rent. Great. So you set that and then calculate your due diligence based on that figure. Now work out what you need to spend to achieve that yield. Work out the demand. And look, again, if you want some help with due diligence, I've done a massive, great big checklist and a massive, great big video, actually also a podcast on due diligence. But work out the demand, which is the market, properties that are on the market versus the properties that are let and sale agreed. Work out your valuations. Remember, I gave you the three valuations to calculate. Work those out. Set your contingency for the refurbishment. Work out the worst case scenario for the risks, which is what we've just done here. And then if it works out that you could lose money, don't buy the property. If it works out that you could lose money letting the property out, but you'd regain that money, that loss, over 5 years perhaps, that might not be such a bad thing. Really, what we're trying to do is strip that due diligence right back to the basics, and then if it ticks those boxes, buy it. Don't even think about it, buy it, right? Because you can do it. Yeah, you're scared. That's okay. Everybody's scared. I'm scared of doing this video. What about if I look like a pillock? What about if I get something wrong? Right, I'm scared. Everybody is scared of loads of stuff, right? I'm scared of investing in property, and I've been in property for 20 odd years. I'm scared of growing my business because well, for whatever reason, because it might fail, I might mess it up, right? But you know what I do? I grab that fear, I understand it, and then I look at it. What does that fear actually mean in real terms? And then I do it anyway. And that's the same for you, right? So do all this, strip your due diligence right back to the basics, and then stick to your goal. Your yield is your goal, and everything that leads up to that yield is fine. When can you get your money back? If you are going to lose your money, or if you are going to lose a bit of money in the beginning, how quickly can you get that money back? But remember as well, making some profit is better than making no profit. If you don't actually go and invest your money, then you will never get a return on your investment, right? So if you are, you'll probably know if you're doing this, if you're spending a lot of time searching for that unicorn investment that's going to make you so much money that you cannot fail again in life, or you never need to work again, then you'll always be searching and you'll never be making profit. So I would go out and make a bit of profit. If you're looking for your first property investment, make some profit, make something. And then move on to the next. Learn from that one, move on to the next. Make a bit more profit. Learn from that one, move on to the next. Make a little bit more profit. But make some profit. And lastly, I want you to understand something as well. I really would love this if everybody did understand too, that you are going to be scared. Every single time you invest in a property, every single time you buy some stocks and shares, every single time you try and achieve something that you want to achieve in life, every single time you try and progress your life and grow your life and develop yourself, you're always going to be scared. And that is why everybody doesn't invest. That's the reason. Because if investment was risk-free and there was no uncertainty, there was no unknowns, then everybody would do it because it's free money. It's free money. If you've got 50 grand sat in your bank right now, you can turn that into £75,000 in a few months. It's free money. But because there's a little bit of risk and fear and uncertainty and unknown around it, it's not for everyone, because some people don't have that ability to go, okay, right, I'm scared of this. This is worrying. I'm very nervous. Stick to my due diligence. Stick to what Tom told me to do and go for it. Do it anyway, because you can. You can. It's free money. But make some profit. And look, if you look at all of these things and consider that they are the worst case scenario, that the worst case scenario is that either you don't make any money on a property, you get your loss back over 5 years. You're going to lose money at the beginning, but you get it back over 5 years. You might lose a little bit of money. You're very unlikely to do so if you do the proper due diligence. Worst case scenario is that, one, you don't make loads of money. Two, you don't make any money. Three, you get your loss back over a few years. Four, you lose a little bit of money. Or five, you don't buy it. That's the worst case scenario. Either way, it's just a pile of bricks. And there's another pile of bricks down the road. So don't worry too much about it. And hopefully this will help you be a better version of yourself. Overcoming fears, managing fears, succeeding despite your fears. Because I tell you what, if you're going to be the best version of yourself at one thing, and in this case, it's getting started in property investing, then be the best version of yourself at everything and overcome your fears in everything you do. Manage your fears, understand your fears, and succeed despite your fears. And you know what? My name's Tom Soane, and as always, I am the Anonymous Landlord. Thank you for joining me, and I hope you enjoyed this podcast. But before you go to the next episode, I really want to hear from you. Just search Tom Soane on any social media, or just email me, tom@pinkstreet.co.uk. I'd love to know your thoughts on this episode. And if you need any help with your own situation, just get in touch. I'll answer every email and every message, I promise. Anyway, see you in the next podcast, and remember, being a landlord is hard. Being an anonymous landlord is easy. Invest, enjoy, repeat, and grow.